وَإِلَّمْ يَنْجُوا مِنْهُ. But if a person fails, if a person fails that moment, in that place, in the grave, فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ, all the events to come after that will become harder. Because he has failed in the initial test. Then Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala says that the Prophet of Allah said to us, because I cannot see, you cannot see what takes place in the grave. We bury a person, we throw the soil on the person, and what is taking place under our foot we do not know. But there's a new world that has opened to that human being, just under our foot. We can be standing there, we can go to the maqbara, to the qabrastan, to the graveyard. So many things are taking place in that grave, under our foot, so close. But we cannot see, we are not allowed to see. Allah does not want us to see. It is not good to see. It may scare us. We may lose our senses. As the Prophet of Allah said, that if you knew, or if you could see what I see and know what I know, you will stop burying the dead bodies. You cannot endure it. It is beyond the capacity of a human being. مَا رَأَيْتُ مَنْظَرًا قَطُّ إِلَّا وَالْقَبْرُ أَفْضَعُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا وَالْقَبْرُ أَفْضَعُ مِنْهُ. The Prophet of Allah says, I have not seen a more horrifying sight than the sight in the qabr for a person that is being punished. I haven't seen a more horrifying sight, the Prophet of Allah is saying. That's why Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala and reports that the Prophet of Allah, when he used to go to the qabrastan to bury somebody, إِذَا فَرَغَ مِنْ دَفْنِ الْمَيِّتِ وَقَفَ عَلَيْهِ, when the Prophet of Allah used to go to bury a person, bury the person, now the Prophet of Allah did not move away, وَقَفَ عَلَيْهِ, he used to stand there. And he used to say to the Sahaba, رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ عَلِيمْ, إِسْتَغْفِرُوا لِأَخِيكُمْ وَاسْأَلُوا لَهُ بِالتَّثْبِيتِ فَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يُسْأَلْ, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, استغفروا لأبيكم, ask forgiveness for your brother. Ask forgiveness for your brother. وَاسْأَلُوا لَهُ بِالتَّثْبِيتِ, and beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, beg Allah Rabbul Izzat to grant him steadfastness and stability. Why? فَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يُسْأَلْ, because at this moment, right under your foot, 1 meter below you, يُسْأَلُ, he is being questioned. He is being questioned. That qabr will be connected. Think about it. Amazing. The power of Allah. Right under your foot, that qabr in a few seconds will be connected with Jahannam. Where is Jahannam? Connected with Jahannam. All connected with Jannah. That qabr, the grave, is going to be connected somewhere. May it be Jahannam. May it be Jahannam. May it be Jannah. It is going to be connected right under your foot in this world. فَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يُسْأَلِ, is going to be questioned. So this is our event surely to come. All of us will experience this event. It will be sad, dreadful, horrifying if a person does not prepare for it. If it was an event that was based upon fiction, based upon a storyteller, we did not have to prepare for it. But this is an event that Allah speaks about. This is an event that the Prophet speaks about. And every word my Rasul, your Rasul utters, it is divine. There is no doubt in it. Allah says in Surah Najm, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that the word of the Prophet that comes out of his blessed mouth is divine. It is guided by Allah. He's not a storyteller. He does not inform us of something that is not based upon authenticity and truth. It is up to us to believe it or to deny it. That is a choice that Allah grants us and gives us. But these events will take place. It will take place. That's why once the Prophet of Allah He was speaking about the Munkar Nakir, the two angels that question a human being in the grave. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was the addressee. So the Prophet of Allah said, Munkar and Nakir comes. The voice of Munkar and Nakir will be such that it will put fright into the heart. And then the qabr, the grave, will press the human body. So when Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha heard about this, she was very, very restless. Because she knew what the Prophet has said. Even if I cannot see it, it is reality. They believed in the words more than what they see. If the Prophet said that this is the path of success and the tools of knowledge, give them a different story. They will reject the knowledge that has been collected by these tools and they will accept the message and the information the Prophet gave. So their belief in the words of Allah and the saying of the Prophet was greater, more stronger, more powerful than vision, than listening, and then speaking. So she became very restless that once I am placed in the grave, what is going to happen? So one day the Prophet of Allah could see those sentiments and those emotions apparent on the face of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Said, "Oh Aisha, what is troubling you?" She said, "What you told me is troubling me. I'm very restless." And this is a lady, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahumullah says, this is a lady that if the Prophet was on her bed, revelation used to descend. The only lady in the history, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa. Revelation used to descend on the bed of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa. She's restless. She cannot cope with this. She does not know how to cope with this. So the Prophet of Allah said, Aisha, when a mu'min is placed in the grave, it's a different story. The voice of the Munkar and the Nakir will be soothing to the heart. And the pressing of the qabr will be like the pressing of a mother when the child places his head in the lap of the mother that I have a headache. And she presses it with muhabbat and with compassion. That will be the press of the qabr. We remember those moments when we used to have a headache and when we used to say, Ammi, Ya Ya Mother, I've got a very bad headache. Alam fi wajir ras, very bad headache. So we used to place our head on our mother's lap and our mother used to press us. And that moment you can feel the muhabba, the love of the mother. You can feel it. So when the qabr will press the human being, because it will press every human being, but the pressing for a mu'min will be like the pressing of a mother. And the pressing for the non-believers will be the pressing of an enemy. Allahumma la taj'alna minhum. This is what takes place in the grave, my dear respected brothers. Let me inform you what our Prophet said.